I'm Dave Anthony.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, 7:05 in the morning, November the 23rd. Tomorrow is the big day, the gobbler, the day where people get together, the most traveled day today and tomorrow in the country this during this week. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting, and the chat room is now officially open on KCNR1460.com. And speaking of being officially open, there's Bad Bob.
And I would interject at this point that since this program will be serving double duty, you may be hearing this actually on Thanksgiving Day, so happy Thanksgiving if it is appropriate.
It is. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope everybody is with families and loved ones and is having a good Thanksgiving. And thank you so much to places like the Good News Rescue Mission and Loaves and Fishes and so many others. So many others out there that help people that are less fortunate. So our hats are off to you on these. Linda is on assignment today, and we'll return when we return. And so then it means, Bad Bob, that you now have the news. I mean the weather.
Yes, indeed. Looks like we've got a chance of showers throughout the day. Look for a high of about 56 degrees. Increasing chance of showers. Then Thanksgiving Day will be rainy. So that would be today if you are, in fact, not watching a parade or a football game. And then as we head into the weekend, continued on and off showers. So be careful. We are looking maybe for some clearing starting on late Saturday. Currently 46 downtown. And this weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards is only a short trip up from Palisadro, well before Shingletown. Great food, great beverages, and the service is wonderful. We've had people actually call in on the show and just tell us what a great time they had there when they were up visiting the Anselmo Vineyards. You know, he's building a chapel up there, and they've put the bells in, and it's just a beautiful church that he's put up there for his faith. The today we're going to be talking to a lady that has a great story about tenacity and survival. But also, today is your day. Today is open line. We purposely kept this, extra guest off today so we can talk about what you want to talk about. And there's all types of things already flying around in the chat room, like the debate last night. Did Newt really say let the immigrant, the illegal stay? Well, we're going to find out about that. We're going to talk about, all the great news that's on the Record Searchlight, front page. Home sales go down, crime on the rise, people go into jail, and they're changing the name of a restaurant. I know it's all big news there. But first we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, stocks are down another day. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 145 points at 11,348. The S&P 500 is off 17 points at 1170. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 37 points at 2484. Active stocks on the big board, Deere & Companies, up $3.02, trading at $74.94. GE is down 13 cents at $14.86. And ExxonMobil is down $1.03, trading at $75 even. Local stocks of interest, Walmart is down 28 cents at $56.57. Target is off 98 cents at $51.74. And Costco is down 96 cents, trading at $80.86. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note yield is 1.93%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $6.90 at $16.95.50 per ounce. Silver is down $1.24 at $31.79. And crude oil is down $1.74, trading at $96.27 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. You know, we do our market minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. Let everybody know what's happening back there on the East Coast. And we also, of course, have it again in the afternoon. But it is, we're always welcome that with all the news. I'm surprised, Bad Bob. What's going on with Walmart, what did you say, Walmart, Costco, and something else?
Yeah, I found it interesting, stocks of local interest, including Walmart. And I'm like going, okay,
and
well,
they're
a major employer, yeah.
That's weird. I mean, this is, if you've been watching different shows, these Walmart commercials coming out, or, you know, with the Ninja Saver and all these, you know, women. I mean, they've been humorous, as have been the Target commercials. Of course, you see them every 3 minutes if you're watching commercial TV.
I do have a theory I'd like to talk about when we come back.
Okay, yeah, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about the Shulman trial. We've had comments in the chat room. Also, of course, we want to talk about Newt Gingrich. We want to talk about crime on the rise here in Reading. We also, What is your thought here about that trial? It is the trial itself, the Martinez case, probably helped bring down the Benito administration there as the DA. And then he was found guilty, but not of manslaughter. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I got all my sisters in me.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl Lindebach. Yes, it is 7:12 in the morning, November the 23rd. What's that temperature? I know that temperature's not right.
We're looking at about 46 degrees.
46. Okay. All right. Here's your first Turkey Day trip. Hint. Get on the road early. The weather is not going to be there for us. It's going to be raining, Bad Bob, from what I understand. And AAA is offering their holiday traveling tips. And number one is, of course, get on the road. 4.5 million of some 5.3 million Californians planning to travel 50 miles or more are going to do it in a car. What does that tell you? 4.5 million of some 5.3 million Californians planning to travel 50 miles or more over the upcoming four-day holiday weekend will do it in a motor vehicle. And trust me, you go, oh, it's not too crowded around here. Head south about an hour and a half and see what happens. And then, of course, don't be speed. California Highway Patrol says that they are going to be keeping a close watch for speeders. Which, what does that indicate to you? Yes. You're going to, a lot of people pulled over. We won't let Linda drive. And for people not wearing their seatbelts and people on cell phones. And here's another hint for you. Fill your gas tank today before you leave tomorrow. And let me see what else. If you're going to the Sierra Nevada up in the mountains, you should have a survival kit. Small shovel, basic first aid supplies, flashlights, cell phones are fully charged, water, blankies. Anything that might need in case you get stuck up in the mountains. All right. Let's talk about what happened there at that trial. You know, Adam Martinez was killed over two years ago in a bar called The Ice. He was, by all accounts, the video show, he was standing there talking to a young lady who was, in this case, Shulman's girlfriend, who came up. Shulman came up and punched him from the side. Martinez went down, head banged on the ground, it appears. Went to ICU and really never came out of it and died. The former district attorney, Jerry Bonito, said, you know, I've taken this, I've taken all the evidence, I've shown it to people, I cannot get a conviction here for manslaughter. And as it turns out, Bonito was right. And when I asked him, well, what about battery? He says, if you can prove battery, you can prove manslaughter. Because that means that you purposely hit somebody, and it's, and in this sense, what happened is that Shaman was found guilty of battery. Of battery causing great bodily injury, but not of involuntary manslaughter. Bonito was right about he wouldn't get an involuntary manslaughter. But they did get a battery. They did get a battery conviction with great bodily injury, and guess what, Bad Bob? The sentence is the same.
Yeah.
4 years.
Okay.
4 years. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, why would... Because, you know, that was the big question 2 years ago was, well, can't you get him for at least hitting him? No, because if you can prove you hit him without cause, then you should be able to prove involuntary manslaughter. I guess what they said was is they did not take the involuntary manslaughter part of it. But they did say he hit him without cause and caused great bodily injury, but he didn't mean to kill him, so they're not going to do that involuntary manslaughter thing. It's strange
to
me.
Well, if he didn't mean to kill him, that would be involuntary by definition.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I am confused, and we have our lawyer. Lucky comes on. We need to talk to Lucky about that. What's the differences in this? You hit somebody, he goes down, he dies, and it becomes battery with great bodily injury, but not involuntary manslaughter. Anyway, the people said they were there. They were the standing room only in the court. And question is, does this mean that the Martinez family, father and mother and step parents, does this bring closure to them? I mean, I know there's a civil trial going on. I don't think probably you're going to get $1 million out of this guy. But does this mean closure for the family? I hope so. I've met the father, and I've talked to the mother on the show, and I just I hope that that's what happens, is that this allows them to move on, that there isn't something out there hanging. Okay. All right. I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to. Dancing with the Stars, after I went berserk yesterday, talking about the Kardashian. All right. You know, I am not somebody that really watches, you know, just regular TV. Probably because I got into the Dancing with the Stars thing last year for Shasta Women's Refuge. And realized just, you know, it's not really easy and you can really make a fool of yourself. But you can only make a fool of yourself in front of 900 people here at the Cascade Theater. There, you can make a fool of yourself in front of millions of people. Anyway, they've gotten down, but there was one of the people that was dancing. I had my, you know, there was, you know, Chaz Bono, and I'm not going to go there. Chaz Bono, who was an activist and author, and then you had all these different people that were athletes. A world class soccer player. The goalie for the America's women's team was there. You know, on and on. But there was one young man. His name is J.R. Martinez. He was an Iraqi war veteran who had been on patrol and been hit by an IED. The IED, besides the explosion, also had fire. And so Corporal Martinez lost his left ear. He was scarred on his left side. He came out of that with the ability to overcome his adversities. And they were looking for a wounded veteran for a TV show. It was like a soap opera. And they selected him, and he did so well that they started writing a regular part in for him. And then he was invited to do this Dancing with the Stars. And all I can say is that he showed great tenacity, a great attitude, enthusiasm, and he had talent. He could dance. Several times got perfect scores. And it came down to last night between him and Rob Kardashian, who also has shown a great deal of improvement from the beginning, and the Iraqi veteran, J.R. Martinez won the Dancing with the Stars.
Hey now.
And you know what? And here I am. I'm just okay, you know, it's just a TV show about dancing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I got wrapped up in it. Yes, I voted for the first time, and I probably won't again. But this young man epitomizes everything that an American should be. He defended his country. He volunteered to defend his country. He was wounded during this time. He came back from those tremendous wounds. And I'm telling you, these are tremendous. If you see his face, and his face has been damaged, and his side was damaged severely. He came back from that. He didn't let him stop. He didn't quit. He was, you know, like America, who is tenacious and keeps moving forward. He used his natural abilities and he worked really hard and he never stopped. When he made a mistake, he took responsibility for it. He said, yeah, you know, I was off on that. I just, you know, I didn't do that correctly. He didn't blame the judges. He didn't say the judges were against him like many of the others did. He took his licks and he kept coming back and he kept trying to get better. He kept pushing it. And he never quit. What a great young man that is. And you know what? I'm proud of the fact to say that he was a soldier and a warrior for America. I mean, there are so many things out there you kind of cringe when you look at things, but this young man epitomizes what's right.
Does this country have a sort of schizophrenia? And let me explain what I'm thinking here. The group in power, elected by the populace at large, largely regards the military, at best, as a necessary evil, if you think about all the stuff that has been said by the administration. But when this young man comes on, we all get behind him. So on one hand, we regard our veterans with this disdain as a nation, and yet we get behind them. There's a schizophrenia here that I just haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, it is weird. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment. 7:21 in the morning. It's November the 23rd. It's 46 degrees. Get some rain. Just remember, hey, tomorrow is Turkey Day. We're going to be talking about what these holidays mean. And also, what's going on with crime here, right here in River City. Come on back after these.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Wait a minute, was that too effervescent? Yeah, welcome back.
I like it.
Okay. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment, 7:24, November the 23rd. Let's talk about... Hey,
For those just joining us, this you may be hearing this broadcast on Thanksgiving. So just a reminder, you're really not confused. It could be Thanksgiving if you're hearing the repeat.
That's right. So happy Thanksgiving. You know, on Thanksgiving, don't eat bread. Don't eat bread. Stuff it up a turkey, eat the bird.
I wondered where that was going.
Well, you know what? My daughter sang that to me. Gosh, it's got to be like 50 years ago. Why does it something like that sticks in your head? It's kind of scary. But just, you know, but here's one of the problems. You ever wonder why, gosh, I just forgot what I was doing? It says here, new research from the University of Notre Dame psychology professor Gabriel Radvansky suggests that passing through doorways is the cause of memory lapses. You know, like when you go into a room forgetting what you're going to do?
Dysthymia.
Or get or find. Exiting or entering through a doorway serves as an event boundary in the mind, which separates episodes of activity and files them away. Recalling the decision or activity that was made in a different room is difficult because it has been compartmentalized. Well, you know what? I'm really glad to hear that was not my fault. How you go to the bathroom
doors.
In the middle of the night and you end up someplace in the kitchen going, what am I doing in the kitchen here? You know, or when Bad Bob walks through, I say, Bad Bob, push that button. He goes, what button? Anyway, they said they found the subject forgot more after walking through a doorway compared to moving the same distance across a room, suggesting that the doorway or event boundary impedes one's ability to retrieve thoughts or decisions made in a different room. This is not an excuse that if you go into a party, though, that when your wife walks through the room, she sees you over there holding hands with another woman because you have forgotten what you were supposed to be in there for.
Was this a government-funded study?
Oh, wait a minute.
Or they forget where the money comes from.
Well, he said he could tell us, except he walked in through the door, and it all went into a different file. You know what? You just well, you know, it was the I can't help but think that it had to be government funded somehow. You know, this trying to do the plausible deniability. Hey, there is something but. Our elections coming up, you know, as after the primary, in the general election, only the two largest vote getters go into the general. And they've got a lawsuit against Prop 14. And they're challenging it, and they're saying it's unconstitutional. And it's not from Republicans or the Democrats. It's from the, I take it back. It is the Democratic Party. They're on behalf of 8 voters registered with the Democratic, Green, Libertarian, and Peace and Freedom parties. They have to be able to, if they're going to be a viable party, they have to get at least 2% of the vote in the general election. And what this does, it bars every small party from getting in there. If it's the two largest vote getters, unless you have a large Libertarian or Green community or Peace and Freedom community that's voting to get your people in there, essentially they're right. You know, when you, like up here, the chances of having a Democrat and a Republican up here in the North State running for office are slim. It'll probably be 2 Republicans. The chance of having a Republican on the ticket in San Francisco anywhere for the general election is probably really slim. You know, so when you get into these things and you think about it, it does. It takes away the rights of people in these parties to be able even to exist and even be seen anymore. So this is another, ploy by the two major parties to push away anybody else, any independent that may have a chance of voting? You know, if think about it. If you're an independent and you're running as an independent, yet, and say what if it goes into a 3-way and you've got a chance, but it doesn't because it's just the top 2 vote getters move forward. You know, a lot of people thought they did this because what it would do is give people a choice. Oh, you know, we could have 2 Democrats running. One would be less crazy than the other one. I say, well, what about if you get 2 Democrats and each one of them is crazy and one's even crazier than the other one? And they get a vote. What happens if somebody runs against Pelosi that's crazier and making decisions than Pelosi and then they win? It's not possible? No, it is possible. No. You do not know the intellect of the San Francisco voters. No. You can't say nobody's going to get crazier than the people they have in there. You can't say that. I know that. Our listeners know that. The people in the chat room know that. What do you mean you can't get crazier? when electing people. We can really get crazy out here.
I suppose
this
you're
is California.
I will concede that one.
I'm going to take a break now. We're going to come back. I think we have people who we're going to be talking to. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day with the markets deep into negative territory. Concern over the European debt crisis and weak economic data out of China are taking a toll. Investors are also digesting the latest round of economic news on the U.S. economy. That's why at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 147 points. More Americans joined the unemployment line, but the rise in claims last week wasn't enough to reverse the downward trend. 393,000 people filed for first-time benefits. Consumers may not have spent much in October, but they did see more in their paychecks. Spending rose a modest 0.1%, its poorest gain in 4 months. Personal income rose more than expected in October, its biggest increase in 7 months. And orders for durable goods fell for a second straight month in October. They were down 0.7% as demand for big-ticket items like airplanes was weak. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:35 in the morning. It's 46 degrees. And happy Thanksgiving, because you're going to probably be hearing this also tomorrow. Also on Thanksgiving is what I should be saying. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the lattes and the coffees you want. If you're looking for that extra coffee or that special coffee for your Thanksgiving dinner, trot on down there to Tobacco and Brew, to Espresso Joe's. They've got all types of deluxe coffee beans there. They're doing Jack Frost. They have some with just a hint of almond and all these other great coffees down there on sale for the holidays. Plus, then, of course, then you can just kind of, walk through the doorway and into the humidor and pick up those great cigars that are there. And when you come back out, then you'll have something to do after that Thanksgiving dinner, is have a sit out there and relax with the family.
I've had occasion to obtain a coffee drink from the very well-named T&B Sweeties, and they are nice. They have actual personalities.
They are T&B Sweeties. They are absolutely a bunch of great ladies there that work there and professional, happy types that wait on you with lots of enthusiasm.
You ever notice the help at that nationwide coffee chain? It's like when they hire them, they take away a portion of the frontal lobe. They're all the same.
Well, they're not real. They're cyborgs. As opposed to the TMB cuties who are there, who are real. And, veterans get discounts there. Okay. Understand, people are talking about the debate last night, of course, and that, Newt saying that illegal should be able to stay. If they've been here a long time, they've been paying taxes, they're going to your local church, they've got their kids and their grandkids here, they should not be uprooted and sent back to wherever they came. So, in other words, we have amnesty from Newt Gingrich. Is Newt leaning out there so he can out-amnesty the Obama administration? I'm wondering what else goes along with that. One of the things that was said was that it seems like the $1 trillion are taken out of the Defense Department is going to go into Obamacare. That should be good. Some comments about Ron Paul. Ron Paul just says, hey, look, there's not going to be any changes. He said, these are future cuts. There's no cuts now. And he's right. None of these cuts, if because the super committee failed. And by the way, did the super committee fail because it was supposed to? Was it just a red herring thrown out there saying, look, this is not going to work? If the Republicans are saying, look what happened in the 2008 elections. We could have fixed some of this. We could have prevented a lot of this from happening. But the Democrats just, piled on. Schumann saying, hey, these banks are going to fail. And sure enough, they did. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, these things could have been helped earlier, but it was an election year. They wanted to elect Obama, so they let things happen, and then it got out of control. So now the Democrats are saying, wait a minute, the Republicans are not helping us with this. They're not helping us make the economy better because, gosh, if the economy gets better, then Obama gets reelected. This whole thing is a travesty that two groups of people that are obviously intelligent people, you would hope they are, are they in the pockets of, how many pockets are they in, that they can't get together and put together an economy, a budget that will fit what our country needs. Well, what is this? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Secrets. There's secrets. All the time, secrets. Speaking of secrets, the PUC, that was the Power Utilities Commission, is that what that is, in the state of California, Bad Bob? Did you know that, and I got this from Tom Elias in an article, in mid-November, they approved a contract with PG&E to buy 617 gigawatt hours from a yet-to-be-built Mojave Solar Development, which is owned by a Spanish firm. Oh, yeah. Now, what about this is the facts about it is it was the facts of how much it is and how much, this is going to cost has been kept a secret from the public. And if you were going to do a tax raise, which is a fee raise of immense proportions that would double what you're paying, wouldn't you think that the public would need to know this?
This would be a good thing.
Yeah. This is your PUC, which are appointed by the governor for 5-year terms, but here's the best part. He can appoint them, but he can't fire them. Can you believe that? You can appoint them, but you can't fire them. They're probably making buku bucks if they're on this commission. Anyway, because they're doing this because one-third of the power in California has to come from renewables by the end of this decade. But no one has told the owners, the people that are paying the bills, when I say the owners, homeowners, business owners, the ones paying the bills, how much more they're going to have to pay for electricity. There has been said it will be at least twice as much as from conventional gas-fired plants. But how much more? 2 times more? 2.5? 10 times more? 20 times more? They're not saying. The bottom line is the consumers are going to be paying much more than they paid before, at least double what they were paying before. And all this is to make the green energy concept work. By the way, this Spanish firm, has over $1.4 billion in loan guarantees from the American public. $1.4 billion. So here you go. Here, you know, when you want to know why, you know, Occupy Reading, you want, you know, you want a cause. Occupy California, you want a cause. Go to Sacramento. Why don't you occupy Sacramento? If you shut them down, you'd be providing a great service. If you just go to Sacramento and shut down the legislature, that would be something to get together and march on. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Rumors spread around, you like to kick the town. Try to check outside the game.
You know what I'm talking about.
Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott.
brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. 7:45 in the morning, November the 23rd. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Hope everybody has safe trips. Hope everybody does has a good holiday. And here's a couple more tips from you. Of course, if you've been drinking, don't drive. You know, that's the big one. You know, a lot of times you go to the holiday dinners, have that little bit of wine and some champagne and two or three shots of Jack and then four more wines and then a brandy snifter at the end. Probably shouldn't be driving at that point. If you're going to be flying out of Sacramento, they're saying so far it looks good, but given the holiday crowds and new roads, parking changes, and a new automated people mover, it's a good idea to get to the airport 2 hours before your flight. Some airlines have changed terminals. Southwest is now over in Central Terminal B. And most parking fees are $2 more per day than last year. Daily lot B is closed already. Now, so what it just means is that you have to get, any time you go to the airport, you get there early. So they can have time to go through all your stuff, look at what you're bringing, check your presence out, fondle the kids and the whole shooting match while you're doing that. Okay.
Run you through the electronic strip search machine.
I did that, and it was kind of cool. It was like, they have, it's like a generic body there. And so, you put your arms out, and, it makes these strange noises, and then you get to see what's, on your body. And it goes down like to look, if you have like a, it honed in on the zipper because I had nothing else left. I had nothing else left that could possibly make a noise. And it shows it, this little spot right down there where the zipper would be. But, it's just like, it's like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. It's just like an outline of a body, a male or a female. So it's not like showing like they used to, showing all the good parts. The
naughty bits.
The naughty bits. That's right. Okay. You know what? The two things have happened. We had an article in the newspaper. If you remember at the during the marijuana, when the meeting the city council had on taking down the not allowing the marijuana dispensaries to continue, they had somebody walked out of there because he had something in his hand that looked like brass knucks. And then, of course, then there was the screaming of the police state in Reading, and then there was something said when we had Occupy Reading in here Friday about the brutality of the police in New York, and I thought about that, and I thought about what they said about the police state in Reading. And probably because I had talked to the police chief afterwards, I didn't take a big thing out of it. But you know what? Today, the Record Searchlight brought up a point, and it's a good point. The man that was speaking, who had the chance to speak, and then he had gone over his time, but when he was finished, two policemen took him and took him out because he was holding in his hand some screws that were attached to a looks like a handle could have looked like a set of brass knuckles. Something like that. Well, as it turns out, there were screws that were taken from his back and put into a device. So it was a memento. Hey, look, this is what used to be in me, and now I don't need it. And part of the reason I don't need it is the fact I use medicinal marijuana. Great. But to say that that this chilled everybody and that you couldn't speak, I find that going a little bit far. But then again, you have to consider who was writing it. But then the other day when they were talking about brutality in the police in New York. And then, of course, the big thing is down at Davis where the guys were sprayed. Now, the only thing I've seen is a number of these students or whatever they are. I'm not sure they're all students, but I think they're students, had locked arms and said they weren't moving. And they were quiet. They didn't look like they were throwing anything or verbally assaulting the police officer, because this is the only thing you see. He walks by and he pepper sprays every one of them. And, of course, this has gotten people up into high disdain, high dungeon, that they're calling for not only them to be hung, burnt, and then sent away to some other places. They want the chancellor to be dismissed. They want her to resign because she said for them to clear the quad. And this, of course, does away with their right of free speech, which, of course, you know, in a university is, you know, if not, people can't get to classes, and eventually they have to clear it. So it's a morass. It's something it's kind of like you've allowed your children to do these things, and then now that they're doing it, that you're preaching for them to do it, that you want them to be like this, and now they're doing it. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. But going back into the free speech and the brutality. When I hear brutality and I talk, you know, and I look at what happens, and I look at the brutality of somebody, you know, with a split lip, because that's what I saw from New York, and they were talking about the brutality. Yes, there was a guy in Oakland that got hit with something, but they're not sure where that came from. And of course, the guy that was killed outside the Occupy Oakland area there, not killed by the police, but just killed there. And I think about brutality, and I think about the places that I and so many other veterans around here have been throughout the world. And when you see brutality, you see what the local gendarmes do and the government that doesn't want you to speak. Brutality is not getting a busted lip and then being seen by emergency personnel and brought back and put in front of cameras so you can say I was brutalized. Brutality, when it comes down to it, is getting hit so hard your eyes pop out that they just beat you and they drag you away, and women are raped and never seen again. People are drug away, put in prison because they've exercised the right of trying to have freedom of speech, because they've tried to have it. They don't get fed. They don't get protected. They don't, none of this. No. Brutality. You know, before you use the term police brutality, think about really what you're talking about. You know, if those are terms that are to incite people. Yes, you may have somebody get a busted lip. You may have this. You may have somebody get pepper sprayed. You know, and the guy that did the pepper spray, and they've been suspended from work. Guess what? They may not work again. They may lose their jobs because they made that decision on pepper spraying people that was going to be a non-lethal and a non-lasting type of punishment. It wasn't even the strongest pepper spray. They were like in the middle, and they've already looked at it and in that. And not saying them doing it was right. I'm not saying that. But before you get into this big brutality thing, kids, you need to take a look back about maybe into our own country in the 60s when people were marching for civil rights. And they can show you what brutality was, with dogs turned on them and hoses turned on them and people being taken out and killed and hung. You want to talk brutality? Take a look at that. You're sitting there getting food brought to you, having porta potties, you know, having tents. And that because that you're being arrested as easily as they can make it, it doesn't mean that what they're doing is right. But let's kind of put things in perspective. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RAVA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RAVA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RAVA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with Diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Your chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gal, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866. EstateGranite.com.
Don't waste your time at those other stores only to find the same stuff everyone else is wearing. Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed. Get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrances, Bath, Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. And for the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. Dandelion, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Ghostbusters. Is that Ghostbusters?
No, that's I Want a New Drug. Huey Lewis.
I Want Huey a New Lewis Drug. I Want a New Drug. Does pepper spray, does pepper spray count as a new drug? I mean, it gives you, you know, makes your eyes water and gives you a new vision of life.
Whatever the National Occupy folks are on.
Now, come on.
Well, okay, they have some points.
They do have points. You know, the fact is, you know, there is a crisis here. I'm not sure if we can blame it. I don't believe that there should be a class warfare going on, which is what they're doing. 1% against 99%. I mean, I don't believe that. You know, without the 1%, maybe it'd even be worse. Have you ever thought of that? So, do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, Amy, I had to really talk nice to her to get her to come on. Amy, we got about 2 minutes left. Amy, you had something nice to say to Carl.
Yes, I did. Carl?
Yes.
I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your last tirade.
I like to think of it as a small rant. But okay.
A small rant. No, really, I am so, you know, amen. I am so sick and tired. Our whole society has gone sissified, you know?
Yeah, you know what, you're right.
Sissy.
You know, and somebody had a good point. They, you know, in the chat room, they said the chancellor says clear it. This is what they're not going to, you know. So they said, fine, we'll clear it. And so when they sprayed them with the pepper spray, and people complained, the chancellor then fires, or, you know, puts everybody on administrative leave for doing what she said. I mean,
yeah, I'm just like you said, brutality. That's brutality. Oh, yeah. Come on, buck up, buddy. And you know, when I say sissified, just like all this bullying. We're making all of our kids and people sissies. What happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt? Come on, buck up.
Yeah, you know, and why aren't we playing some competitive games in the lower grades like dodgeball? Oh, no, somebody could get hurt
say,
and
you
somebody...
can't play dodgeball. Someone might get hurt.
Yeah, or somebody gets put out early. Oh, my gosh. Or what happens if you're not chosen for the team? So what you do is you practice harder. You get out there.
Yes.
You know what?
Exactly.
We've got to you know what? We as a nation have to start raising a group of winners. And I'm not, you know, I mean, we need to put into their little psyches that it's good to win. It's good to succeed. And if
competitiveness is okay.
It is okay.
Yes.
Because if we don't, those other countries that are raising their children like that,
Oh, we're doomed.
Our kids will go to work for him.
Okay. No. They'll be killed by him.
Well, right, it could be, too. We got to run, Amy. Much. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
That was great.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right. We have got to be competitive. We have got people to – we've got to go back there and say being competitive is good. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Americans are either leaving home or headed there.
I definitely wanted to get here early to make sure I got through the security line.
She's flying out of LaGuardia in New York, and though most travelers will drive today, it's busy at airports. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Fort Lauderdale.
Dave, more and more people are coming to the airport, but things are fairly smooth with the security line here moving steadily. And today's flyers are paying more than they did a year ago since it costs 20% extra to fly somewhere for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I would say that sounds about right. It was not cheap. We thought it was going to be less.
He and his wife are off to Washington, D.C. to visit their son's family for the holiday. Mom says the higher price is still worth it. The average airfare is said to be $212 per passenger, Dave.
Evan, Wall Street selling off again. The Dow's down 170 points on more overseas economic worries. Here at home, first-time jobless claims were up slightly last week. Consumer spending barely rose last month. As shoppers line up like this guy in Ohio for the day after Thanksgiving rush.
The second midnight hits, it's like a stampede. Everyone just darts in there.
Now, 7 men have been arrested in Ohio and charged with hate crimes for cutting the beards and hair of Amish men and women, a highly offensive act in their culture. The suspect's part of a breakaway Amish group. Yemen's president is finally out after nearly a year of protests there. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
Yes, President Ali Abdullah Saleh arriving in neighboring Saudi Arabia to hand power to his vice president and in return get immunity from prosecution. That deal brokered by the Gulf Cooperation Council and the UN. For the past 10 months, Saleh's leadership has been the target of deadly protests. Yemen's opposition is agreeing to this transition. Meanwhile, today, 3 Red Cross workers reported kidnapped in Yemen's south, unclear by whom. Dave?
And Alistair, we're just learning moments ago that the president has transferred power officially. Meanwhile, there are still protests, 5 days worth in Egypt, 38 people dead in clashes with security. Fox News Radio, Farron Balor.
Dog nappings are on the rise. Is the bad economy to blame?
Scientists find a chemical in shoelaces that could make your feet fall off.
Freedom? The zombie apocalypse could be right around the corner. Are you prepared?
Enough bad news already. Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. That's right. These are some of the lowest rates that we've seen in decades. It's nice to know that among some of the doom and gloom, we can still try and help you lower your mortgage payment. And that means extra cash back in your pocket where it belongs. Ready to take advantage of some of these great low rates? Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. Because at Quicken Loans, everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Republicans running for president debated foreign policy last night on CNN with Ron Paul, ever the contrarian.
Why don't we mind our own business?
Immigration was also a big issue.
While they all talked about securing the border, Newt Gingrich also discussed doing something to let long-staying, stable, tax-paying families stay together. Michelle Bachmann wasn't buying it.
But I don't agree that we should make 11 million workers who are here illegally legal.
Gingrich said he'll take the heat over his proposal.
I don't see how the party that says it's the party of the family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families that have been here a quarter century.
For what he called the small subset of illegal immigrants, Gingrich said, let's be humane.
That's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Now, the GOP candidates ought to be careful stumping in Iowa before the January caucuses. There's a new strain of flu that's hit there.
3 children have been diagnosed with the new flu, which state epidemiologist Patricia Quinlusk says contains versions of the virus that have caused concerns in the past.
This one has pieces that it's picked up from human flu viruses, from avian flu viruses, from the H1N1 flu virus, and from swine flu viruses.
There have been no serious illnesses or deaths reported in connection with the new flu. And while the flu vaccine may provide some protection, Quinlusk says your best bet is personal prevention, like washing your hands, covering your coughs and sneezes, and staying home if you get sick. In Des Moines, Jim Boyd, Fox News Radio.
Several protesters in the Occupy Anti-Wall Street movement arrested in Charleston, South Carolina early this morning. They tried to camp out in a park where they were told they could not. President Obama poking a little fun at his recent executive action mantra.
We can't wait to pardon these turds.
As is a day before Thanksgiving tradition, sparing two 45-pounders named Liberty and Peace.
Otherwise, they'd end up next to the mashed potatoes and stuffing.
The turkeys will live the rest of their lives at a farm in Mount Vernon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bot, 8:05 in the morning, November the 23rd. It is 46 degrees out there. Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be today? And let's go into tomorrow, too, because people are going to be traveling.
You may be listening to this show on Thanksgiving Day, because we'll be repeating this episode on Thanksgiving. So
what's it look like today on Thanksgiving when you're traveling, but also...
Well, for Wednesday. High of 56, showers, and then Thursday, more of the same, showers off and on. We could see a break by Friday, but if you are going on the road for the holiday, please be careful. If you're going to the higher elevations, look for a chance of snow, slick roads, all that sort of thing. Right now, we've got 47 degrees in downtown Reading, and this, as are all our weather reports, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, only 9 miles up from Palisadro. Toward Shingletown, great food, great ambiance, spirits, and the people that work with you or wait on you up there are just outstanding. Now, I have been asked to sing the turkey song again, so here it comes. Are you ready? On Thanksgiving, don't eat bread, stuff it up a turkey, eat the bird, eat the bird. I learned that from my daughter 30 years ago when she was 6 years old. She came home from kindergarten. So, please, no. The accolades coming through the chat pack is just almost too much. Okay. All right. Hey, Linda's not here today. She's on assignment. And it's going to be Turkey Day tomorrow. But we've got somebody. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I know Jeff Wurst, who runs Crackmaster. And let me tell you what. Here's a guy that guarantees his work. He can take cracks in your windshield that are up to 2 feet long and maybe longer and fix them. Have you heard that? I had one that was over 12 inches long in my windshield. He fixed it 2 years ago, and you can't see it. He has a special process where he takes it in, and you see people alongside the road that are doing, they say, we will fix your windshield, these little cracks in it. Just exactly, how are they going to fix it alongside the road there? You know, they come up and they do something with it, but do you think that's going to last? He guarantees his work. He restores it to a safe condition. And he's going to fix your guarantee. He's going to fix your the crack in your windshield or those small dots you get. And he guarantees the repair will not continue to grow or you get your money back. That's Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst. You can get him at 241-8373, and he's at 3208 South Market Street. Okay. After we do our Wells Fargo break, we've got some great people here. We want to talk about that. You know, it's good feeling for Thanksgiving and the holiday season. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute. Any good news there?
Well, I hate to let you know, but we have some disappointing news, continuing with disappointing economic data and some European debt issues still. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 186 points at 11,307. The S&P 500 is off 21 points at 1166, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 50 points at 2471. Some of the day's biggest movers, Bank of America is down 18 cents at $5.19. Citigroup is down 67 cents at $23.79, and GE is down 14 cents at $14.85. Local stocks of interest, Costco is down 96 cents at $80.85. Walmart is down 34 cents at $56.51, and Bank of Commerce is down 3 pennies at $3.32. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond is 2.88%. taking a look at commodities, gold is down $20.20 at $16.82.20 per ounce. Silver is down $1.44 at $31.59. And crude oil is down $2.14 at $95.87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. Well, let's hope the weather, or let's hope the news gets a little bit better later on in the week here. Our Wells Fargo Advisor with the Market Minute comes on at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 every morning, and then again, of course, in the afternoon. This is Carl Lindebaugh. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about how alpaca can impact in your life. We'll be right back.
Here we go.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi. I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:12 in the morning, November the 23rd. It is the day before Thanksgiving, or this could be Thanksgiving, depending on when you hear this. So we try to give our people off on Thanksgiving and things like that. And we are going to... you know, we try to have, you know, it's our family here. The people that work here is our family. And so we try to have them here for the, let them get away on the weekends. Oh, not the weekends. I'll work them to death on the weekends. But on holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, we try to get everybody off. Our next guests are Rick and Teresa Hall. And they have what am I trying to say here? It's not a regular job that you all have. And before we get to you, though, we have somebody on the line. Good morning.
Janet Romero.
Good morning.
And you're here calling about?
I'm calling about our Black Friday special at Haven Humane Society.
That's right. This is a Black Friday special, which means great prices at Haven Humane. Tell me about this.
That's right. We saw all the other places giving Black Friday discounts, and we thought, hey, we could give a Black Friday discount, too. So our adoptions have been discounted for Friday. The dog adoptions are $100, and the cat adoptions are $50. And that includes spaying and neutering, microchipping, vaccinations, deworming, and testing.
Well, so a Black Friday sale at Haven Humane. This is a great idea.
Yeah, and our merchandise is also 25% off. And here's the best thing. None of our animals are made in China.
None of your animals are made in China?
No.
And do any of them have lead poisoning in them?
No lead poisoning.
Okay,
no,
so can the kids lick your dogs and still not get sick?
Well, they won't get lead poisoning.
Can they put a cat in their mouth? And, you know,
they might get hairballs.
They might get hairballs. Okay, well, you know, we don't guarantee hairballs, but we will say they will not get lead poisoning by licking a dog or a cat that they get from Haven Humane.
That's right. They're 100% made in America, I guarantee it.
Okay, you know what? And where else can you buy something that's that you can guarantee made in America, not assembled here, made
right.
here?
Right.
And it could be even under the light of a beautiful moon, too. Who knows?
That's right. And we want to say on Thanksgiving that we are very thankful for all the adopters that come into Haven Humane Society to get their next pet.
Well, you know what? You all do great work down there. So, everybody go on down. What time does it start?
It's from 11 to 5.
11 to 5, Haven Humane. And you have got you are actually... Haven Humane is putting the is cutting back their prices so people can come in that maybe say, well, you know, I don't have enough money now. But now they can come in and get that dog or get that puppy or that kitten for those kids for Christmas.
That's right. And we do have puppies and kittens as well as adult dogs and cats.
That's right.
And we also have gift certificates for Christmas. So if you know of anybody who'd like a companion animal, a gift certificate is a perfect way to let them come down and pick out their own animal. We get lots of cards and letters from people saying what joy and happiness our shelter animals have brought into their home.
Oh, they do. And you know what? You do, you know, you do wonderful work.
Thank
and
you.
We surely, surely appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
We look forward to seeing everybody on Friday.
Everybody, and it starts at 11. It goes from 11 to 5. Go on down there and get that. And you know what? Adopt a new family member.
Yes.
There
they're
you go.
Wonderful pets.
And they're not made in China, all made in America.
That's
we
right.
guarantee it. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Before I just stumbled over all my words before when I said I had a Rick and Teresa Hall here. And I said they, when I was talking about they have a you don't have a job like other people have when you think about it. You raise alpacas.
Yeah, that's would be considered non-traditional.
Traditional, that was the word. Thanks a lot for a lot of the help you had gave me right there, Bob. You know I have problems with the word traditional and mayonnaise. You know, did you jump in? No, okay, just no. You know what? This is not a non. This you're right. This is not a regular traditional job. So, you know, Teresa, how did you get into this?
Well, I actually had a strong career. And I got hurt pretty badly. And when I got hurt, I was kind of sitting at home feeling sorry for myself. Poor me. And I have three kids. My husband works out of town. And I was pretty crippled up. You know, it was pretty difficult for me to move around. I had a bad fall, and I had memory loss. And I couldn't work. It was pretty clear cut, they said. They did surgery on me, and that helped a little bit. Anyways, I saw the, to make a long story short, I saw the alpacas on TV one day, and I thought, what is that? So I looked into it. I called my husband, and I thought they were the cutest things I'd ever seen. I'd always been an animal lover. And so we looked into it. And then we bought our first alpaca.
Now, people that don't know what an alpaca looks like, I mean, this is not something you put in your little pack and carry around with you.
No, it's not.
This is a four-legged, semi-large animal, isn't it?
They're in the camelid family. The males can range about 250, females about 125, 150. So
those
not,
are pounds. Those aren't ounces.
Those are pounds.
Those are pounds. These
yes.
are large animals.
They are considered a livestock, yes. But they're very charming, and we got them for the wool. We now have 23 of them. anyways, so, you know, so, I really was a huge transition in life.
Yeah, well, you were injured and were really kind of at the end of your rope as far as that goes as, you know, as being able to do something because what you had loved that you had done before was just not possible anymore.
That's right. That's right. It was not possible. And I really, really felt that these animals and having something to focus on and something to totally throw my life into that was different really helped, but basically, you know, just...
Helped you come across this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it helped me get out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk more about this. See, one of the reasons we have Rich and Teresa here is because, again, it goes back to what I believe that the strength of our country is. You laugh sometimes when I talk about Dancing with the Stars and the young man, J.R. Martinez, who had been wounded so severely in Iraq, who did not give up, who kept, you know, he came back, he reinvented himself. And reinvention is so important in our society today with the economy the way it is. And I'm not trying to draw, you know, a parallel or slight what you've done, but you took some hard hits in life. And while you were sitting there, you could have just sat there and felt sorry for yourself and not done anything. But what you did was reinvent yourself. And we're going to talk about that when you come back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, this is the holiday season. This is the season to say, you know what, there is good things in life. There is reasons for going ahead. There is ways to make life a success. Miss a day, miss a lot.
But you don't want to miss the game. We know that. That's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group. Starting with the early bird happy hour from 4 to 6. Sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Grill has a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Sunday games are back and more awesome than ever. A cut above the rest with a player in mind. Be one of the few privileged to catch your favorite team every Sunday in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge and in the River's Edge Poker Room. Never miss another play. Sunday games at Wind River Casino. Log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. home of Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot, 8:24 in the morning. Somebody just came by, and not to change the subject, but the Record Searchlight today on the front page had report crime on the rise. And they said how the Reading saw a 321% jump in violent crimes, murder, rape, robbery, and assault. But if you look at the numbers and you use simple math, it's 68%, not 321%. And that's over 5 years. So just look at it and just go, oh, 475, 797. Somehow that comes up to 321% as opposed to 68%. People came, just had to stop by in the studio and say, did you see this? They can't add. Well, they're writers. They're not adders. You might want to check it. I understand is that they may be backing off on that story a little bit. Our guests are Rick and Teresa Hall from Castle Ranch Alpacas. And Teresa was telling us that she had a severe change in her life through injury at work and all this. And was kind of like almost without hope and just sitting there. And then saw an article or saw a TV show on alpacas. And it got and you were so... You were so taken by it that you had to start researching it, and the next thing you know, you have 23 alpacas.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was the best therapy. I really honestly feel that for anybody out there that has been hurt, that can't do what maybe they've done in the past, that their life has taken a different route, that maybe they should stop and think, you know, do I have a strong support system? Do I need to look into other avenues, other things to do? Get yourself busy. Animals are a huge impact. They really are. A dog, a cat, you know.
You have to take care of something other than yourself. You can stop feeling sorry for yourself and then get into something else with taking care of an animal.
Yes, it's a wonderful therapy.
Now, you from that, though, you all have started making, you've started making things. And the you're making socks and slippers and hats and all these from the wool that you have harvested from your alpacas. Is that correct?
Yes, we actually have done very well. We're very active with the wool from the animals. We have, you know, the socks are all 100% USA made. Even the nylon and the elastic is made in the United States. It's through our co-op, and we have a couple of people that help us with the knitting when it gets busy in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a very viable thing. It's gone from zero to 60.
Okay, well, let me tell people about these alpaca socks. I had opportunity to buy a couple sets of these. And used them when I was hunting up in Wyoming when there was snow on the ground. And these are outstanding socks for the outdoors. And just and comfortable, and they don't bunch up or anything. And we are going to give away a pair of these socks. The Extreme Alpaca Socks for the first caller at 605-4567. 605-4567, and I can't say enough about the socks. And you're going to get a free pair. It's a great present for somebody or for yourself. And it's cold out there now, and all you have to do is give us a call, 605-4567, and somebody's calling now, and we're going to give you these socks. And they're good socks. What can I say? You know that you have made these changes in your life, and you have succeeded, I would say.
Yeah, I feel like I have. I actually have gotten better somewhat, I think, through the therapy of the animals. I have better pain control. It just takes the focus off of me, like you said.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. Now, you have a website.
Yes, we do.
And it's Castle Ranch Alpacas, A-L-P-A-C-A-S for us. SpellingChallenged.com, CastleRanchAlpacas.com, And they can get a hold of you at 247-0554. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And now, what else do you do? And then you also have, where else do you sell the socks besides just online? You sell them other places too, right?
We sell them at the farmer's market.
Okay.
We sell them at the Saturday market and the Thursday Anderson market up till a week before Christmas. And we also sell them, of course, at Enjoy the Store.
Okay, yeah, and Enjoy the Store. That's where I think we found ours there. And Mike, you won the socks. You just have to come on down to 1326 Market Street.
Yes, they kicked me out of Enjoy the Store because I was picking up the socks and the shawls and rubbing them.
Rubbing them against your head.
Rub against her cheek. That is really nice stuff, you know.
It really is. It really is. You know, when we come back, we're going to have to take a break here for the news here. And how much more time do we have here? 30 seconds?
About 30 seconds.
Okay. And we'll take a break from the news. We'll come back and then finish up here. Make sure everybody knows where they can get this. And talk again just a little bit about the importance of not feeling sorry for yourself. And I want to hear from Rick, who's been sitting here dutifully and saying, hey, I know I work in the barn. And I want to kind of know how hard is it to raise an alpaca, and do they spit on you? Like, I'm just wondering about that, because aren't they, like, kind of close to llamas?
Sort of.
Llama spit on
their cousins.
Their cousins. All right, we got to take a break here from the news. We're going to come back, and we get back after that, we're going to talk about
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Thanksgiving travelers may find it a bit more crowded this year, 4% more by AAA estimates, also more expensive.
Today's flyers are paying more than they did a year ago, since it costs 20% extra to fly somewhere for Thanksgiving.
We thought it was going to be less.
He and his wife are off to Washington, D.C. The average airfare is said to be $212 per passenger.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Clashes continue in Cairo for a fifth day.
We're getting word that some religious leaders from Al-Azhar Mosque, a well-known mosque in Cairo, have been negotiating a ceasefire between the military and some of the leaders of these protesters. They have declared that they're going to try and hold a ceasefire to stop the clashes between protesters and police.
Fox's Rena Ninen. In a move to end Yemen's 9-month-old uprising, the president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, has signed a deal to transfer power to his vice president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, Loma Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. You know, what can I say? You know, it's a man's last stronghold. Just go in there, enjoy the conversation, get a great haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guests are Rick and Teresa Hall. We've been talking to Teresa about injuries that she had had, and then the alpaca, finding the alpaca as an outlet, and how so much it's helped her, and now they've actually even made it into a business. Now, we have not talked to Rick about it. Now, I understand that you are the alpaca wrangler.
Yeah, I don't know about the wrangler. I'm more the barn manager.
Okay. So tell me, you know, are alpacas like cute, cuddly animals, or do
they are.
Step on your foot?
They're very docile. They're very sweet. They've got the big, you know, one of the things people comment about is when they first see them or they get to know them a little bit is how they have the biggest eyes. But they all have their little distinct personalities. You know, we have some that stay, of course, at arm's reach, and then we have some that come up and give you little pet kisses on the cheek. And
an alpaca kiss?
Yeah.
Hey, Bad Bob.
looking for love? Something that was created by a cartoonist.
Looking for love there?
Yeah.
Would they kiss Bad Bob with his beard?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Okay. Would they graze on it?
Yeah, they'd probably graze on it.
Okay. So,
they'd have a couple that get in a fight over one of the parts of the beard or something.
That's right. Now, do they bite? They spit? Do any of those things?
They're not an aggressive animal, but they do spit. They're camelidic, and, you know, camelidic animals spit. They're not real aggressive spitters. Usually if I catch a spit, it's because I got in between two of them that were arguing over something stupid like a leaf on a tree or something. You know,
are they very bright animals?
Yeah, they're very bright. And there's 4-H clubs like in Washington, Oregon, and other places that it is a part of 4-H. They click train them for obstacle courses. It's a big competition within the 4-H.
Obstacle courses?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if we could train just Bob and do something like that. The guy who does our news.
Click, click.
Click, click. Oh, is that? Oh, the click, click training, and you give them like little alpaca, you know, bits.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Linda wanted and I wanted to have you on for two reasons. Is one, you're a local business, you sell stuff here, and you have great stuff. But the main thing was that it's a story again of triumph over adversity that you two had. And again, that shows during this season, during this time, is that not quitting, not feeling so sorry for yourself that you just roll into a ball, that there is, you know, that there is hope. There is, you know, if you go out, if you look at it, if you're willing to reinvent yourself, which is the secret here. And Teresa, I'll let you have the final word here.
Final word, you know, if you're out there and you have a drastic change in your life, seek out a support system. It's imperative. Whether it's your church, family, friends, work, whatever, just look for support system. Get out and move as much as you can. That's very important. If you don't have an animal, get an animal. It makes a big difference. Cat, gerbil, dog, alpaca, whatever. and just reach out. Don't let anybody tell you, no, you can't. Just reach out, stand up, be strong, and get it done.
You know what? Let's just let that end on that one. This is, Rick and Teresa Hall, Castle Ranch Alpacas. You can find their very well-made alpaca items, all 100% made through the co-op. Everything is made in the United States through CastleRanchAlpacas.com or at the Thursday Farmers Market in Anderson, or enjoy the store. Thank you very much for being on today. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We have a number of other things we need to talk about.
withstood the test of time. Depicting beauty and durability, at Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866. EstateGranite.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy. Weaverville, Corning, and Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1468. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a great day today. You're getting together with all your friends. Hey, you know what's your what's your favorite type of turkey? You know, somebody give me a call. Yeah, just give me a call and tell me what's your favorite kind of turkey. You know, people fry turkeys. You know, I never knew you could fry turkeys till it's been a while now. But, you know, they say every year 15 homes burn down because the turkey fried and you get carried away.
I don't understand the principle of displacement. My brother does a smoked turkey that should be on a banned substances list because it's about as addictive as anything.
Hey, you know, hey, we're welcoming new advertisers to our station. And, you know, there's many. And I mean, we already talked about Crackmaster, but Estate Granite and Marble. Can't say enough about Mike and what he has there. Went through their plant. And let me tell you something. We're going to be talking more, bringing Mike in. But, you know, the secret of making, you know, your house just be upgraded completely at all different costs to you. It's not expensive. It's just done well, which Mike does. And then R&B Sharpening and Sales. We just like to welcome them to our family here on KCNR because, you know, they're local businesses and we support local businesses and they support us. And if you support us, go on down and to Estate Granite and Marble and R&B Sharpening and Sales and do the stop by and see them. Say hello. Say you heard it on the station and you know, buy local. Buy local. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Daniel.
Well, you know, I had to call and tell you about my favorite turkey, but, you know, we're talking about buying local. Don't we have a lot of wonderful businesses here in town where we could just stay here and spend our money and keep it here?
Amen.
Oh, wouldn't that be? People spending money here, you know, like we just heard there's a Walmart's down, you know, their stocks are down. And I'm thinking is that, you know, people, you know, again, you know, our litany is you buy local, buy local. If you can't find it, you know, your local stores, then you go to a big box store that's here. Because taxes stay here, the people are being hired from here. So we get a cut of that. And then the last thing you do is leave the town, leave the region, and of course the internet. You know, the internet, and you know, they can do things, you know, cheaper, but it doesn't mean better. That's the big thing.
I absolutely agree 100%. But anyway, my favorite turkey is by and far when you take and put a nice Cajun rub on it, do a little bit of injecting, and then you dip that thing down there and you deep fry it.
Deep fry it. You know, I just can't get into this deep frying. You know, I mean, I've had it before. It's tasty. But, I mean, I don't know, there's just something about deep frying that it, it's, how long do you fry it for?
Well, it works out to be about 3 minutes per pound, so you could have a turkey all the way ready to go in about 60 minutes for a 20-pound turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do with the dressing? The dressing's not in there, is it?
Well, no, but, you know, I'm an old preventive medicine technician, so the recommendation always is don't stick the stuffing in the turkey when you cook it. Cook it separate in the oven.
You don't stuff the bird, huh?
Well, because you don't want to risk getting the salmonella and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is you can avoid that by making sure that you have a good meat thermometer and you stick it down in deep into the stuffing, too, and make sure you get up to the temperature it should be, which is 180 degrees.
Oh. Well, you know, this is what we get when we have somebody in the medical field here. Okay,
but, you know,
so we have a vote for fried turkey.
Well, it you know, has to be done properly because just fried by itself, if you fry it in a pan or something like that, it's just not the same. But, you know, the really nice thing about the deep fry is if you have your oil good and hot, then what it does is it totally sears it inside and out, so then it steam cooks on the inside because you have that nice crispy shell on the outside.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a lot of people making comments right here. You know, like Angel likes the, she is not a huge fan, but the real question is white or dark meat. And she likes dark meat. And, and then one, and Max doesn't care as long as it's turkey.
So, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Daniel.
The question is
they always like stuffing the bird, you know, and I understand that, you know, that you can get kind of strange diseases if it's not cooked and you've got it inside a raw turkey. That to me seems like it would be, you know, tough.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is that, you know, if you are frying turkeys, it leaves a lot of oil left over. Don't pour it down the drains. Yeah, let's give a PSA here for the city. Don't pour the oil down the drains. The city of Reading will pick up that stuff. Don't dump it in the drain. They'll pick it up for you. And you know,
I think what they do is they'll take it at the transfer facility on Abernathy. So you put it in a jug after it's cold, of course. And if you're experimenting with the deep frying for the first time, the rule is do not overfill the container because you drop the bird in and make sure the bird is completely
thawed. Yeah, it's got to be. It can't have any ice in the in the bird or it will blow up. Is
yeah,
that correct?
Ice and boiling oil react extremely violently, and then oil gets onto the open flames, and then there goes your house. So a little prudence goes a long way.
Yeah. Okay, what we were talking about earlier here, it was that on the front page of the paper, and this is good news, is that they said report crime on the rise. Now, okay, how's that good news? It said Reading led the U.S. from 05 to 10. Now, they're getting their information, the Record Searchlight is, from a New York-based news and opinion outlet. And they showed that the city had a rise of 321%. Because it went from 475 to 797. If you look at that, that doesn't come up to 321%. It comes up to 68%.
Which is still nothing to sneeze at.
But this is over 5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the kind of thing is when you throw something out like that and, you know, and you use these big numbers, I mean, shouldn't you be checking the numbers? Unless there's other numbers in here that are hidden and not out, but it looks to me as like, you know, when you divide that out, it's not even close to 321%.
I was hearing a commentary the other day that many newspapers have done away with their city editor position. The city editor is the experienced individual who looks over the stories and for this sort of thing, and will keep the reporters in line. Right now, stuff goes straight out of the reporter's workstation straight to the public.
Well, you know, in this case, what it does is it makes the police look bad. It makes it look like, hey, wait a minute here. How could we be doing this bad when we just had a report from the police chief before that? Yeah, it's going up on some, but some others it's dropping. But to say that that we're first because we can't add is, like I said, people thought enough of this. They drove in and came in and beat on the door of the studio and said, look at this. So, okay. Maybe they'll get online. We'll get online and take a look at that. We've got to take a break here. It's getting close to that time when you're going to be eating turkey or ham or whatever it is that you all are eating tonight. We want to thank again. We want to think about those people less fortunate. We want to think about the Good News Rescue Mission, Loaves and Fishes, and so many other great areas out there, Women's Refuge, that provide dinner, provide some sanctuary for people in this time of need.
May you find yourself among people you care about.
There you go. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Your city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place, like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Rolling Hills Casino, Sebiano Links, the Clear Creek Sports Club, Bastiani Arms in Reading, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carlin DeBotlin is on assignment today, 8:55 in the morning on November the 23rd. It's going to have a little rain today. It's 46 degrees. We're going to have rain on Thanksgiving. So if you're going to go someplace, leave early. And because most people, we're talking about millions of people on the road this week, this four-day holiday. This is the most traveled season or part of the year. And so it said they estimate millions of cars are going to be on the California highways, not just the nation's highways, but on California's highways. So give yourself plenty of time. There is going to be bad weather when you get out there. Now, let's talk about, you know, in this last 6 or 7 minutes, Bad Bob, let's see if we can just talk about things that are going to be positive.
You know, there is way too much bad news.
There is.
Out
you know,
there.
And it, in the front page of the paper, it's just, you know, I'm not even going to talk about some of the things around it because, frankly, I don't give a damn. You know, we can keep talking about how bad things are. We can continue to do that. And then it becomes self-fulfilling.
Yes.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People read it. But you talk about things that are positive. Look at that lady that was just in here, Teresa Hill.
Oh, yeah.
She had, cards had been dealt against her. And the she was injured, and she took a look at changing things in a positive sense. We can keep talking about things that are bad.
To paraphrase our theme there, that she didn't let it keep her down. She got knocked down. She got right back up and moved on. And if we
just what you did.
Figured out how to do that as a nation, where did we lose that?
We lost it someplace. You know, we think about where did that dream die? Where did you feel like you couldn't succeed, excuse me, as a nation? You know, I don't think we're like that. I don't think the nation is like that. I believe our nation still feels, and that's why the anger is here. That's why Occupy Reading is here. That's why the Tea Party is here. They believe this nation can do better. You know, you may not agree with everything they're saying, but they believe this nation can do better and that we're being let down by our political representatives.
Yeah, self-serving individuals, yeah.
Okay. All right, you know what? Here's some good things. The Adopt-A-Family program has been helping people for the last 19 years. And you can, these are families that are adopted by individuals, businesses, and groups and provides gifts of clothing, toys, and food. It's coordinated by the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, and it's co-sponsored by the Record Searchlight. Hooray for both of them for doing this. They have to just go to nvcss.org or call the 241-0552, and you've got to do that by December 11th, and you've got to be delivering gifts and things like that for Shasta County. For Tehama in Red Bluff, call 528-8066, and in Siskiyou County up in Yreka, 841-1783. But that's, you know, things that people are doing to help other people. North Valley Bank, one of our advertisers, they're helping with Another Chance Animal Welfare League to adopt out cats. And they've adopted out 18 cats from the bank itself. You know, they bring them in on Fridays so that people can take a look at the kitties. The other thing, just to, you know, another good thing that's going on is the Salvation Army, when they're doing the kettles, and Linda and I are going to be out there, and we'll give you all plenty of time to come on out and visit us when we start ringing the bell. Let me put it that way. And so when you see the people out there, Salvation Army, ringing the bells, trust me, these are all volunteers. And you want, you know, you kind of go by, you don't want to look at them. Well, look at them. Give them those pennies in your pocket or nickels, because I tell you, it adds up. Give your kids the money. Let the kids learn how to give on something like this. This is just, they're not looking for your paycheck. They're looking for that extra change in your pocket that you got back from that latte you just spent $4 for. Unless you're at, of course, Espresso Joe's, and it's a lot cheaper.
And if you're really pressed, at least thank them for what they're doing. You know, let them know that.
Yeah.
Don't just ignore them and pretend they're not there. Show your appreciation. At least smile and say hello. And say, you know, wish them I'm going to say Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving. They can tell me it's politically correct till the cows come home. I'm still going to say it.
Hey, You know what? Last time I looked, Linda and I own the station. We'll say what we want. You know what? And thank you from everybody in the chat pack here. You know, and as Angel said, I want to wish all of you a very heartwarming Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for, and never take it for granted. And you know, and people are going this, and you know, Max, time to start working up an appetite. Well, it's tomorrow's day. You know, and please, again, don't forget our warriors that are deployed. Don't forget our men and women that are out on that wall, that when they have their Thanksgiving dinner, and they will, that they're thinking about home. And let's always think about them and never forget that. So everybody, have a great day on Thanksgiving. Have a safe one with your family. This is Carl and Linda Bott saying Happy Thanksgiving. And remember,